singer-songwriter meets his biggest fan and can't wait to get away in the British comedy The Ballad of Wallace Island. Critic Bob Bonello calls the film a charmer with an edge of melancholy.
Herb McGuire is, as he'll be happy to tell you, a folk legend. So what's he doing on a tiny boat headed for an isle off the coast of Wales? Not for a dock on the isle, either.
You made it, okay?
Is there not like a harbour?
It's sort of nature's harbour.
Just the beach.
Welcome to Wallace Island.
Can you take a bag?
Oh, I'll grab this.
No!
Well, he was going to have to wade to shore anyway. Herb's one-man greeting committee is Charles, an affable chatterbox who is relentlessly cheerful and seems to have a dumb joke for every occasion, including this one.
I'm drenched.
You are? Dame Judy. Dame Judy drenched.
Charles, who's played by comedian Tim Key, is an odd duck, and as Herb soon realizes, he'll be hard to get away from.
Can you shut the door?
Absolutely.
He closed it, but he's still inside the room.
No, I meant...
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm not really used to having guests.
And when it turns out Charles is also the guy who's paying for the concert, Herb, who's played by Tom Basden, starts wondering if he really wants to do this gig.
You banker? Or oil? It's oil, isn't it?
I'm retired.
Because I'm not playing a private gig for some oil tycoon or whatever.
Where's oil come from?
I'm anti-corporate, famously.
I'm anti-corporate. Believe me, I hate bloody, I can't think of one, but...
Because, you know...
IKEA, bad example.
Charles is not an oil tycoon. He's a lottery winner, twice. And this second time, he decided to stage a concert close to home by his favorite singer, or rather, singers, though he hasn't told Herb that. He's also brought Herb's ex-bandmate slash ex-girlfriend, played by Carey Mulligan.
You knew I was coming, right?
And her husband.
I didn't really listen to your songs back in the day.
And as if that weren't awkward enough, there's the venue.
Where will the audience be? You said there'd be 100.
I said less than 100.
Is it just you?
Yeah.
Right.
First, though, there's the getting ready, and that definitely has its charms.
Sometimes when you sleep.
For all of them.
You look like you're on the bottom of the sea.
In rehearsal, reminded of what they had, feelings sometimes come flooding back, and not just for the singers, but for Charles, too. There's something all that joking has been masking. And for a bit, they're a team. Sort of.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Just take it in, Charles.
Take it in, drink it in. Glug, glug. Water, water everywhere.
Please,
can we just please appreciate this damn sunset?
When the sky is full of stars.
Though actors Basden and Key are a long-standing comedy team, in fact, The Ballad of Wallace Island expands a short film they made with director James Griffiths 18 years ago. Bringing Carey Mulligan into the mix grounds their work here, lets it breathe a bit, and blend with other elements into what's at once an odd couple bromance, a quite respectable musical outing, and a nostalgic look at the memories that we all lock up in the harmonies we carry with us through life. I'm Bob Mandela.
Can you hear me call?